Hashem, Shabbos Hagodol, Shnas Tov Shin Pei Vov. The minig on Shabbos Hagodol is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Lamed. There's a lot of remozim sometimes in the Simin of Shulchan Aruch that it's a remez to the Inyan. Simin Tov Lamed is 430. 430 is the amount of years from the Bris Bein HaBesorim until the Shnas Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Shloishim v'arba me'oy shona is also gematria nefesh, and that we taku created a new mitzias of Klal Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim all the way to Nasa v'nishma to create a mishkan. It was all part of this process, and it was there's an inyan that the nefesh of Klal Yisrael 430 was created in such an oifen, and that creates the Bris Bein Absorim, which was from the Bris Bein Absorim until the Yetzias Mitzrayim finally was 430 years. It's fascinating that we get ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim already the Shabbos before, and we put ourselves into the situation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have to relive it. And it says, Yochel me Rish Chodesh, that we would think already from Rish Chodesh a person should start getting involved. And we taka do, and avad on Rish Chodeshness, and we already start getting prepared. But eventually, we get to the level when it's Bizman Sheyesh Matzu, Morim, Unochem, Lefanecha, and that's when we actually relive and go through the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, an akuda that's negeya a little bit by Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Inyan. We'll preface it with a story that I saw. Rav Moshe Sternbuch asked one of the Gedolim in his times that on one hand there was a matzav in Klal Yisrael when all the umos surrounding Eretz Yisrael in the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael wanted to laharig lahashmid ulaabed, and on the other hand Klal Yisrael the oifin neis was nitzal, and we're living in such times again. But he asked, how are we supposed to daven? On one hand, avadim, we want to daven that not a single yid, anything should chas v'sholom lo yu'una rot, to be a single yid. But on the other hand, we want that there should be a riboy kvayt shamayim. We want that it should be nikkur le'in kol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the yidin, and he wants us to keep the Torah. And if possibly the nitzochin comes from an oifen that's maybe not everyone is exactly shomer Torah mitzvahs, maybe there is not a riboy of kvayt shamayim. How do we balance that? How do we balance this inyan? So he explained that you're supposed to daven like this. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Hanoisin bayam derech uvimayim azim netiva," which means that the ships have going through in the ocean, and this is also in Yonah Deyoma, on the straits of where the ships are trying to travel. You know, one ship wants to go to the east and one ship wants to go to the west, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to beroiv chokhmosei to make b'mayim azim netiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the entire picture, every detail and even finer, smaller details of every yachid, and also the inyonim of klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beroiv chokhmosei is mesader everything. But MS, every person is really on his own bubble and in his own mitzias and his own, and requires his own yitzias mitzrayim. And then also there's the klal, that the klal needs the yitzias mitzrayim. And a klal could mean a family, a klal could mean a yeshiva, a klal could mean a group, a klal could mean a shevet, a klal could mean the entire klal Yisrael. But a kodesh baruch hu beroiv chokhmosoi, hanoisen bayam derech uvemayim azim netiva, knows how to create and separately work out and orchestrate everyone's personal and klaliistic yitzias mitzrayim. A tzustel to this inyan I saw once brought down from Rav Moshe Shapiro. He says that there's a philosophical question that's asked, Lagabi the Makas Dam, that we know that for the Yidden it was Mayim and for the Mitzrayim it was Dam. And the question is, so what really was it? Was it really Dam and the Yidden had a nace that it was able to be back to Mayim? Or was it really Mayim and for the Mitzrayim there was a Hasoga that it was Dam? And Rav Moshe Shapiro went on to explain that someone that clears this supposed philosophical hakira is not even at the doorstep of understanding what the maka of dam is, or bechlal what hanhogas abayri is baruch shema is. What was it? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, v'chol asher nilve elav, and if the mitzias of ritzoino is baruch is that for the yid it's mayim and for the mitzri it's dam, so that's what it is. It's exactly that. That is what it is. That's the mitzias of how Hakadosh Baruch Hu it gets involved, the oifen klali and oifen prati, to every single yid. So he should have a yitzias mitzrayim. says in the parasha, and the pasuk is really talking about the mitzvah of Karban Toida, which Karban Toida is to say Toida LaHashem, and that's the emes what Karban Pesach is also. It's fascinating. A Karban Toida has four sugim of lechem, three that are matzah, and one that is chametz. A Karban Pesach has those same three matzahs. Of course, not the chametz one. Halayla hazeh kulei matzah. B'chol halaylos, on other nights when we eat a Karban Toida, it's chametz and matzah, 30 of matzah and 10 of chametz. Halayla hazeh kulei matzah. But the Karban Pesach is also a sort of a toida, and it's to give toida l'Hashem Yisbaruch Kipshutai, to say thank you, to say toida. But the pasuk says over there, matzah is toichlu b'mokim kadosh. Now this can be, the Hasidish Sfarim explain, matzah is toichlu b'mokim kadosh, a person should eat the matzah in a mokim kadosh. Your peh, where you eat the matzahs, make sure that your mouth is a mouth of kedusha that only says brachis and divrei toira and divrei tefillah and not chas v'shalom other things. And also b'mokim kadosh, matzah is toichlu b'mokim kadosh can mean your guf, your entire ramachi varim, elevate them, make them holy that they should be right to eat matzah. More than that, b'mokim kadosh can mean the chabura that you're in, or the home that you're in, the place you have a shaychus to, it should be a mokim kadosh. Matzah is toichal, the mokim kadosh, we should be able to eat the matzah in a mokim kadosh, and then it should be able to be a leil shimurim. Leil shimurim, in Hebrew we say there's such a thing called kufsas shimurim. It's preservatives that you put, a canned food is called kufsat shimurim. You want to do shimurim, you want to preserve, we want to preserve the moment that we had and create it and relive it, and that it should last for a long time. That's what it means, leil shimurim. And also it says, v'yigadeto levincha, the Targum says, usachavi levincha. Sachavi is a lashon of, in Hebrew we say, chavaya, that it should be an experience. We should experience the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we should be able to live it, and also preserve it, be'ezer Hashem. Now, of course, as we're going through and being mitzapim to the Yeshua, the answer to the kash of Manishtani is Avodim Ayinu. Avodim is Rosh Tevis. Avodim, David ben Yishai Avdecha Meshichecha. We're waiting to hear from David ben Yishai Avdecha Meshichecha. And I saw, we want, of course, every year we're mitzapim to Yeshua Kipshutoi, and we want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan and Ashuras HaShchina. It says, V'shochanti b'soichem, there's a famous word from the Chidah, V'shochanti b'soichem, V'shochanti, the word V'shochanti is the remez for the Batei HaMikdash. Why? V'shochanti is V'shochan Tof Yud. How many years was the Shechina? Tof Yud, 410 years. The first Beis HaMikdash was for 410 years. So again, V'shochanti, V'shochan, how many years was the Shechina? Tof Yud, V'shochanti. But then you could continue. What about the second Beis HaMikdash? The same letters, scramble them. V'sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, Tof Chof, is for 420 years. The same word, V'shochanti, can be read, V'shochan. The first Mikdash was Tof Yud, and V'sheni, the second one, was Tof Chof. But maybe we can add, and we're mitzapim and miyachlim for this, V'shochanti, the entire word, is Gematria 786. We're holding in the year Hey Alofim, 786. It should be Zoicha, that in Tofshin Peivov, in Tofshin Peivov, Gematria V'shochanti, we should be Zoicha, to V'shochanti B'soicham, V'noichal Shom, Min Azvochem, U'min Apsochem.